All right, so settling into your preferred position for this metta practice. And going through whatever process it is that you normally go through in order to gather your attention into this moment, arriving in your body, right here, right now. And then taking just a moment to bring attention to your physical presence sitting here right now, if you aren't already there. Really taking note of your felt sense of being right now. Right here. And now I invite you to allow to come into your mind's eye the image of a person or an animal who you have a spontaneous sense of affection for, a spontaneous sense of loving kindness that comes up for you when you think about this person or this animal, and they can either still be alive or perhaps they're already deceased. So holding the image of this person or this animal in your mind's eye, and then allowing attention to drop down into the body and seeing if there's any particular physical sensation or sensations that accompany you holding this image of this beloved person or animal in your field of awareness. Paying particular attention to the area around the heart. And now, really believing that these phrases of loving kindness that we're going to repeat silently inside are going to be directly communicated with this particular person or this particular animal. Really feeling a heart connection with them. I invite you to repeat in the silence of your own inner space, directing these well wishes towards this particular being. May you be at peace. May you be healthy and happy. May you feel safe and secure. And then, if you'd like to add any other blessing phrase to share with this being, You can do so now in the silence of your own inner space. And now allowing the image of this particular person or animal to just recede into the background. And now allowing the image of a person or animal who you know is having a hard time, or who you know had a hard time while they were here. And this could be the same being towards whom you feel this spontaneous sense of loving kindness, or it could be a different one. Either way, the invitation right now is to once again holding their image in your mind's eye to drop down into your body, just feeling what's present there. In particular, around the area of the heart. Just allowing whatever you find there to be just as it is. And then, with the intention of connecting with this being, heart to heart, really sharing this deep intention for their well-being. Really believing that they're going to receive the message of these well wishes, repeating once again in the quiet of your own inner space, may you be at peace. May you be healthy and happy. May you feel safe and secure. And if you'd like to add another blessing phrase or two of your own, please feel free to do so. And now allowing the image of that person or animal who you know is having a hard time now, or who had a hard time when they were here on the planet, allowing that image to just recede into the background. And then allowing to come into your mind's eye. A person or animal who you might not have any personal connection with in a personal way. Perhaps the checkout person at the market, or a person who you saw in the car next to you at the stoplight yesterday.
Or
an animal who you saw walking on the sidewalk in front of your house earlier. So another sentient being, but not one with whom you have any particular personal connection. And then once again, while you're holding their image in your mind's eye, dropping down into your body in particular, noticing any sensations around the heart space, in the chest. And then, even if this might seem a little bit contrived or a little bit forced, the intention is to share this same quality of loving kindness as you did with the first person or animal, or with the second person or animal, with this kind of unknown person or animal. Maybe just by instinct, it feels like sort of a neutral connection. But the invitation here is to really open one's heart, and while holding the image of this person or animal in your mind's eye, sharing these same blessing phrases, really imagining that you're communicating heart to heart. As you share with them, may you be at peace. May you be healthy and happy. May you feel safe and secure. And then, if you'd like to share any other blessing phrases with this person or this animal, you can do so now. And now, allowing this person or animal, allowing their image to just recede into the background. Now, allowing the image of somebody with whom you've had a difficult relationship, either currently or in the past. And again, the person can either still be alive or might already be deceased. And this doesn't have to be the person with whom you've had the most difficult relationship. I would suggest just choosing kind of a mid-level difficulty. And if this particular part of this metta practice doesn't feel safe or supportive to you, feel free to sit this one out or to just allow the image of somebody else or some other animal to come into mind. But if you'd like, holding the image of this person with whom you've had a difficult time, and then dropping down into your body with particular attention to the heart space. And just noticing what's present. Allowing it to be here just as it is. Breathing with it. And then exploring the possibility of opening your heart to this person with whom you've had a difficult time. Really trusting that in some way there's going to be a communication between you two. So, once again, repeating in the silence of your own inner space, holding the image of this person in mind, may you be at peace. May you be healthy and happy. May you feel safe and secure. And then, if you'd like to add any other blessing phrases to share with this person, you can do that now. And now, once again, I invite you to allow into your mind's eye the image of that first person or animal towards whom you just have this spontaneous sense of loving kindness. And allow yourself to bring attention down into the body, in particular around the heart space. Just noticing when you hold the image of this person or this animal in your mind's eye, how does the body respond? And now allowing the image of that person or animal once again to recede into the background. And then, in whatever way feels comfortable and doable for you, I invite you to bring your own image into your mind's eye. Or perhaps it's just a heightened awareness of your presence sitting there on your chair right now, being here with yourself. Now, once again, bringing awareness down into the body, in particular into the chest and the heart area. And then, as best you can, just allowing yourself to release into this gesture of loving kindness towards yourself. Even if it might feel a little bit strange, a little bit manufactured or forced, the invitation is just to go with it if it feels safe for you. So, in whatever way it feels like you can connect with yourself, whether that's an image in your mind's eye or just feeling your presence here right now. And then opening your heart to yourself and sharing these blessing phrases with yourself. May I be at peace. May I be healthy and happy. May I feel safe and secure. And if you'd like to add any other phrases of well wishes for yourself, you can do that now. And now allowing the image of yourself to recede into the background for now. And now we're really going to go into an experimental phase of this metta practice. And once again, if any of these suggested parts to this practice don't feel safe, don't feel supportive for you, feel free to go back to a person or an animal who you want to share these loving kindness well wishes with. But right now, I invite you to, in whatever way works for you, to bring into your mind's eye either the family that you live with, your family, if you happen to live in a single family home with your family members, or if you happen to live in an apartment, if you happen to live by yourself, then maybe that would be including everybody in the apartment building, or maybe everybody on your floor. Or if you live in a single family home by yourself, maybe it would be including some of your neighbors who live around you. So just feeling like you're kind of enlarging your circle of loving kindness. And holding these people, and perhaps there are some animals in there as well, in your mind's eye. And once again, dropping down into your body, feeling into that heart space. And sharing these phrases of well wishing from heart to heart. May you be at peace. May you be healthy and happy. May you feel safe and secure. And then, if you'd like to add another well-wishing phrase or two, you can do that now. Now, allowing the images of those people or animals to recede into the background. And then, in whatever way works for you, imagining all of the people and animals of your entire town or city where you live. And you're able to share this energy of loving kindness with all of them. And once again, dropping down into the body, feeling what it's like to be here right now, the level of sensation in the body, in particular in the chest and around the heart area. And then imagining that your intention of well-being for every person and every animal in your town or city is going to be communicated with them right now. So you repeat, may you be at peace. May you be healthy and happy. May you feel safe and secure. And then adding any other phrases that you'd like to. And then allowing the people and animals that live in your city or your town to recede into the background. And then allowing the image in whatever way this works for you for all the people and animals, and let's add in all the sentient beings who live in the particular state or region that you live in. And once again, just making this intentional choice to be present in the body, to be present and aware of your heart space, and then to choose to share loving kindness that comes from this infinite well. Choosing to share with all of these sentient beings who live in your state or region, may you be at peace. May you be healthy and happy. May you feel safe and secure. And then add in any other phrases of well wishing that you'd like to. And then allowing all these people and animals and sentient beings in the state or region where you live to recede into the background. And now allowing into your mind's eye, in whatever way works for you, all the people and animals and sentient beings in your country. And once again, rooting the experience in the body. And in the feeling of the presence of your heart. And once again, drawing on this inextinguishable well of loving kindness. Imagining that these phrases of well-wishing are going to reach the hearts of Every single person, every animal, every sentient being in the country where you live or where you find yourself right now, or both. May you all be at peace. May you all be healthy and happy. May you all feel safe and secure. And then, if you'd like, adding any other phrases of well wishing. And then allowing the people and animals and all the sentient beings of the nation where you live, the country where you live, to recede into the background. And then finally, allowing the image of the world, this entire planet, to come into your mind's eye. And all the people, all the animals, all the sentient beings, maybe the planet itself. I mean, once again, rooting your experience in your body and just noticing what's present as you allow this image into your mind's eye. Feeling into the heart space and really trusting that your intentions are going to be communicated to all of these beings. May you all be at peace. May you all be healthy and happy. May you all feel safe and secure. And then adding any other phrases of well-wishing that you'd like to share with all the people and animals and sentient beings of this beautiful planet, or with the planet itself. And now to finish this loving kindness practice, whatever way works for you, allowing all of the people and all of the animals and all of the beings who you've been sharing these phrases of loving kindness with, the person or animal towards whom you have this spontaneous sense of loving kindness, and the person or animal who you know has had a hard time or is having a hard time. The person or animal who you really don't know very well. You just know of their existence. The person with whom you've had a difficult relationship or had a difficult time with personally in this life. And then yourself. And then all of these other beings who live around you at different levels of physical proximity, all the way to the level of being fellow dwellers on the planet. So allowing all of these people, all of these animals and beings to come into your mind's eye and into your heart. And if it feels okay for you, just simply giving thanks. And I'll leave to you to decide what exactly to be thankful for. But somewhere in this picture, there's probably at least one thing to be thankful for, one thing to be grateful for. And then to conclude this loving kindness practice, just simply taking a couple of mindful breaths, aware that the body's breathing, and then you can open your eyes.